All right. Technical difficulties taken care of. I think we're ready to begin.
And there we go. Recording.
All right. Mew, Thea, and Tanis. Mew and his associated friends. You find yourself standing outside of a dreary-looking iron gate, which is an access point to the city sewers. Earlier this evening, Mew, you had returned from the south back to Klaxon and found yourself in one of the inns. It's called the Cable House Inn, where you had stopped. It used to be a cable house where they actually ran cable lifts up to the higher levels of Klaxon from this third level.
Okay.
But having gone out of business, it was refurbed into an inn and something of a eatery. And so you had gone there. While you were there, kind of musing over what you had discovered in the south when you went to save that town and came face to face with an old friend in an unexpected way. While doing so, you met up with a couple of friends that you didn't expect to find, Thea and Tanis, who also happened to be in Klaxon. So the three of you talked for some time, but while you were talking, everyone around you seemed to be in pretty good spirits until there was a group of watchmen that came in. And as the watchmen came into the city, or rather came into the cable house inn, they took up their places and ordered their drinks and just kind of sat down quietly and a little bit sullenly. And it was obvious that they were tired, probably just came off of a shift, and seemed like a dark cloud rested over them. And as you listened a little bit and overheard some of their close conversation, you could tell that they were talking about more missing persons, and particularly another one of the guard had gone missing. And upon investigating this and asking them what the trouble was, since you'd only just arrived back in Klaxon, you were told that over the past about month, a little more than a month, individuals had been disappearing. And most of them were just street urchins, rabble, homeless, you know, nobody cared about it, but they would just go missing. But recently, there had been City Watch that had started going missing as well. And they had pretty well tracked all of their locations and their routes that they went missing, always within a close distance to one of the entry points to the city sewers, one of the maintenance gates that allows access. So they figured whoever was murdering or kidnapping or whatever, it was going on with the city sewers. But nobody had gotten clearance to go in. No teams had been sent yet. And it was obviously really bothering these guards. There is a bounty out for the return either of the bodies or the living persons of any of the 17 that have disappeared, just to find out what's happened to them and return them. And that bounty itself was 100 gold a person to find these bodies. And then there was also a 1,500 gold bounty for the apprehension of the culprit. So if you were to bring in whoever was responsible, you could get a sizable sum more.
Alive or dead?
So, either one.
All right. This might be something we could work with.
And with that, you found out where the last person, this last city guard, had gone missing. Went down to that area, and sure enough, only 20 feet away from the path that he walked, you can see one of those gates. And, just as in every other case, it stands slightly ajar.
Interesting.
Ordinarily locked, but unlocked. The chain still dangling. It's dark out, night has fallen around you, and it is certainly dark in the sewer.
He looks around, looking a little bit wary, and says, "Sombaryuki, be on your guard. People have gone missing. We would rather not be the next ones. Everyone here good with the vision. I already have dark vision, just checking with the rest of you." Yuki says, "Yes, of course, I can see in the dark without a problem." And Sombra says, "Same with me, we're all in the same boat." Have we already seen the other companions? Or Or is it just the three, Mew and his...
I imagine Mew and his staff. Party introductions have already taken place.
Okay. So, all right. Thea.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with going down here?
I mean, why wouldn't I be?
I guess you did come all the way here. All right. Well, tally-ho then. And we will slowly creak open the door as he's going to stealth and check out the immediate vicinity. Just to make sure nothing untoward is taking place. And that is a 49.
Okay. As you push the gate open, and Tanis watches from behind you, seemingly not having any problem with the darkness herself. But as you push it open, the iron creaks open, and you look in, and Mew does have dark vision.
He does.
So as you look, how far is your dark vision?
60 feet.
60 feet. So as you look, there is a descending stair behind this gate. There's kind of an arched doorway, and it descends very quickly down to the level of the sewer, you know, just beneath the street level. And then it comes to a T and splits off going either way. Since the road is sweeping around the sewer, this particular tunnel seems to move with the road. So this access point brings you straight down to it and then puts you into that.
How high is the tunnel?
The tunnel is very close. It's probably only 6.5 feet.
He turns back to Tulok and says, "We'll have to stay back. See if you can scout a perimeter. Stay out of sight as much as is possible. Don't interact with people unless they seem abnormal. If they come and attack you, defend yourself, but don't engage otherwise. All right. Shall we go forward? I'm going to check to see if there's any unpleasant surprises on our way there. And Mew's going to make a perception check. Checking for traps. That is a natural one.
Okay.
There are no traps. You should be fine.
It is all very slick, and there's algae kind of growing between where the bricks and everything are, and it's all just very dirty. And Mew, as you begin looking for traps, you realize that the more important thing in here is really to clean these walls.
Yes, and he, as he's going through, he just like, prestidigitation. Prestidigitation. Really? Prestidigitation.
And indeed you do. As you continue moving forward, as you do so, Tanis is going to go ahead and she's going to use one of her breath weapons, and she's going to go ahead and summon Mukong. And with a flash and a chill breath that just kind of billows out and then forms into this medium dragon in front of her, Mukong is there. And he looks around, he's like, "What's this all about? Calling me out here in the middle of the night, girl?" And she's like, "Come on, Mukong. We've got a job to do." And so then he turns dutifully and allows her to climb up onto his back before walking down inside. And he has no trouble making his way around as he is a dragon and has blindsight.
Awesome.
So,
and medium size.
As well as medium. And, you know, he's medium sized, so he fits well. And he has dark vision and all of that. So, and I'm trying to figure out where I put his character sheet.
While you're searching for that, Mukong, what do you do when you're not summoned by Tanis? I'm just curious.
Well, when I'm not taking in a game, you know, there's pizza and chili dogs. Those are real good. Wait a minute, you all don't have chili dogs. Never mind about that. It's
What are chili dogs?
Well, you take a dog and you put it in a bun, and then
a real dog. I'm not sure if.
Well, not a real dog. It's processed. I mean,
oh, that sounds even
worse. Actually, I don't know if it's a dog. You just get them they're kind of, it's just meat in a tube, and you put...
How about this? Well, you can hire us to make you slightly better food.
That sounds really gross.
Slightly better food? Have you had a chili dog?
No, but it sounds disgusting.
No, but meat hidden in a tube that you're not exactly sure what it is. I can do so much better.
I sincerely doubt that.
Well, the game is on. I'll make you something to bring back with you next time.
All right, Magic Hands. You do that then. And I'll let you know if it stands up to a good chili dog.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you, there's nothing like a chili dog at a ball game.
Sure. This is, I'll ask you about the ball game later.
And I really hope it did not get removed.
Mm.
Well, I can pull it up a different way. Anyway, so they continue on their way down. Tanis also is not having any problem with this, and she actually starts to call things out ahead of you guys. Even Mew, beyond what you can see, she kind of calls out and says, hey, there's the turn is going to go to the left up there. And then it looks like there's another access point.
You have good eyes.
Yeah, I can see pretty far. Like 120 feet.
Ah.
And she definitely just kind of grins to herself.
I will ask you for next time. I intend to go scouting in the dark.
Yeah, you should. Also, you missed a spot.
Yes, you're right. Thank you.
You know, in like 2 days, I'll be really gross again.
But for the next 48 hours, things will be great.
Okay then, Mew. Whatever you say.
Sure, I mean, eventually in 60 years or so, you'll also be dead, but you still eat.
Wow, Mew, that is way too soon.
You're so encouraging, you know that?
Trying to
please. So encouraging.
All right, so as you continue on your way, I would like, well, first of all, Tanis is going to get a perception check here. And we'll see if she pulls this up. It's actually not as good as Tanis's. So he is simply the mount for this one. Alright, what did she get? She spots something and she's like, and she's actually, she uses message. And she messages both of you and says, hold up, something's nice. Coming.
Is there no stealth again, or should I keep my old stealth roll?
Go ahead and stealth.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 40-something. 44.
About 80 feet in front of us, something's moving. It's like on the wall, and there's more of it like on the floor. It's like, I thought it was just, like, I don't know, water or some kind of goo, but it's moving up the wall, and goo doesn't move up the wall.
Goo does not move up the wall.
Unless it's the good type of goo that tries to absorb you.
Is it big?
No, they're not big. They, well, I mean, for you, Mew, they're not big.
For us, though.
For us, they're kind of big.
Okay.
Do you want me to see if I can get a little closer and check it out?
Yeah, they don't seem to have noticed us yet.
Okay, that's a good sign. You will move a little bit closer to the point where at least 20 feet so we can actually see it.
All right. Okay, so you move up And what was your stealth roll?
44.
All right. Yeah, they don't notice you at all. And go ahead and give me a perception check.
Excellent. 23.
All right, you can see five different oozes that are moving around. They don't seem like they're large, but there are five of them.
Whisper back. It appears that there are some oozes up ahead. How do you wish to take care of them? There are about five of them. I could step back if any of you wish to freeze them, throw a fireball at them. They seem to be relatively close together. We could probably catch them all at once.
Well, I mean, Mukan can just flamethrower this whole thing.
That'd probably be best.
I'm not opposed to that.
I can only do this one time a day, right, kid? I mean, I'm okay with it, but is that really what you want?
I'll leave it up between the two of you.
She kind of reaches down and just like pats him like a horse, and just to irritate him. She's like, "I'll just summon you back, and you can do it again." I am not your mount, girl. To which point he moves himself up and says, "Excuse me, magic hands."
And he's just gonna slide over to the side, stand behind, and watch.
And he is going to go ahead then and use his he's gonna use his breath weapon. So.
Mew is also going to prepare a spell, just in case he doesn't kill all of them.
Yes, so technically you guys can go ahead and roll initiative, and this will be considered a surprise round. So awesome. He will go first, since you're kind of giving him that option, but then you guys can definitely jump in with whatever you would like, because he only gets 6d8 on these things.
Yes, 12 on initiative.
All right. Hold on to it for me for just a minute, okay?
I'll just put it in... my notes.
Okay, so he's going to go ahead and blast them with a fiery cone that just lights this whole place up. 68. 10 12. And, oh, that's really good. So that's another 16 on 12 is 28, plus 5 is 33. And they have to reflex save to half. Fail. Passed. Passed. Natural 19. Okay, one of them failed.
Okay.
So one of them is dead. The others take 16 points of damage and are essentially nearly burned away. They have gone from kind of a clear to just a torched, kind of bubbled, blistered, blackened smear. And you can tell that there's still something there, but they look incredibly damaged. One of them is just completely burned to nothingness. The other four, if they could be in the fetal position, there. So, and with that, it's still the surprise action. So, what would you
excellent.
Like to do?
Yuki is actually going to step up next to Mukan, and she'll say, "Oh, I might not be good as you, but..." And she'll take a deep breath, and she will release her ice scream as she yells towards these creatures, and also a cone of cold leaves her mouth. DC 18 reflex save. And... where's my phone?
DC 18, you say?
DC 18, yes.
Alright. DC 18, that's plus 3. They all fail.
Excellent. 4, 8, 12 points of damage, and 2 more rolls. 12, 17, 20 points of damage.
And with that, fire and ice.
Excellent.
And the last bits of them are sheathed over in ice and almost like fracture and just crack into pieces.
See, Yuki steps, leans back and goes, I believe that takes care of that.
Good job, guys.
Try to save your spells.
All right. To which then, Tanis leans down and says, good job, boy. pats him on the neck. He says, I will bite you. And begins walking forward as she follows the trail and with her vision is able to see excessively far down these tunnels and lead you on a set of switchbacks back and forth as you follow along the road for a little while, and you can see grates every so often that you would pass under that give you just a little bit of light from the moon and from the street lamps above. But then there's a turn, and again it descends, and you can tell this is where gravity is supposed to take some of this runoff deeper down towards wherever the confluence of these pipes is. And as you pass down, there's actually a maintenance path kind of on the side that you can walk on, so you don't have to walk in the muck where the water would be if there was a lot of rainfall. It would kind of flood that channel. And as you walk along and continue going, get another perception check here.
At this, as they're walking down the street, Mew is actually going to cast Mage Armor level 3.
Okay. Alright. Tanis tells you all in message again. There's a bunch of rats up there. Like, a bunch of rats.
Like, we're talking 5 or are we talking 500?
Like, at least 100?
Okay. Good to know.
Do you want to just, like, avoid these things, or...
We can. They're, like, all over something. I don't know. It looks like some... a body?
We should probably have that... make sure that... whatever it is, if it's one out of the 17... we should probably bury them properly.
Do you think that these rats would attack us?
Probably.
I don't know. They're kind of, I mean, just going crazy over there. Like, it's like a pile of them. They're either really hungry. I don't know. I don't know if they would attack us. We could try to find a way around, maybe.
Could, but if it is one of the 17, it's what we were sent to find.
I mean, we don't even know what direction to go. We're just kind of like following this path, but maybe we could backtrack and try to follow a different path.
We could. I'm only worried that they might try and block off our exit. If things get bad down here, we have to flee. I can get out, and I can get Yuki and Sombra out, but I can't get everyone.
Well, if that body is one of the 17, then that's our first clue that we're going in the right direction. I think we need to look at it.
I concur.
Well, I mean, I could kind of possibly kill them all.
I mean, that would be a...
that could be a good idea.
Okay. How close are we to them?
You are currently about 80 feet away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast flight, or not flight, cast
hex.
Yeah, the flight hex on myself.
Okay.
So I'm not on the ground.
And on that note, just, the ceiling in this area is higher than in that entry tunnel. Those entry tunnels are very small and compact. But you come out into these sewer tunnels and they're designed to have maintenance workers that go down into them if they need to, and so it's large enough to pass through these areas. It's probably about a 12-foot ceiling in this tunnel.
Okay. Then I'll probably get up about 6-7 feet off the ground, and I'll move forward up to 15 feet, within 15 feet of them.
Okay.
Actually, a little farther than 15 feet, so probably more like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to cast Silver Darts. It's a reflex save, DC 18.
Okay. How many darts is it?
It's just a cone-shaped burst.
Okay. So that would affect a swarm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Excellent. Yep. And it's a reflex.
Mm-hmm.
And how high off the ground are you?
About 6 feet. So I'm going to cast it kind of down to, like, hit them as
gotcha.
Well.
Gotcha. Okay. So what was the save, DC?
18.
Okay. They did not pass.
Okay. So, that was a 6. 10, 15. It's also a 6. 15, 16, 22, 28, 30, 36, 38, and 43 points.
All right. So as you approach them and they are just not even paying attention to you, they're on top of this body, and you summon this the silver white light into your hands before turning it upon them and shooting it out like a porcupine's quills, just this rain of silver arrows down into them, and it is just carnage as the silver bolts pierce each one. It's almost as if they were each magic missiles, and every single rat is pegged through the body, through the head, in the neck, you know, pinned to the ground. The entire swarm is wiped out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well,
now that girl's got some class. Tannis, you should take some notes. Hey.
All right. Well, I guess we should clear the bodies. Yuki Samba, could you collect those?
Collect them?
I mean, we can't leave the trash here in this cave, of course. All right. Anyway, shall we check out this body?
Might as well.
Okay.
Perception check.
Okay, so you go. Yeah, give me a perception check.
Perception time. 34.
Okay. So this is a city guard. You get the impression that, because he has his weapons and his armor, and there is a torch mm-hmm. as well, although it's gone out. So, but it looks like he's by himself. You know, there's no other sign that anyone else was here with him. His sword is by his side. It fell out of his hand or something like that. And as you look at him, you can't tell what killed him. There's no outward sign of anything. You look at it, and yeah, you don't see any outward sign of anything that killed him, so it could have been a magical means or something of that nature.
Perception check on the rats as Yuki and Sombra taking them away.
Okay.
Do they look like normal rats, or do they have odd features?
No, they are normal rats.
Okay.
They seem to be normal. Nothing specific about them.
Can I do a heal check to possibly see what killed this guy?
Yeah, you could do that.
26.
Okay, so he is disfigured by the number of rat bites
mm-hmm.
and places where the rats had been eating on him. So it's mm-hmm. difficult to tell were there wounds before his death
okay.
or not in that sense. However, you look at his armor, and his armor, there is one particular spot on his armor that it looks like the links where it's almost like a corrosion or a rusting sort of a damage. Something
mm-hmm.
Hit him in that place. And it's not a puncture in the armor. It's like a chainmail.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's the armor's not torn, but you can tell that the metal there has been significantly damaged. You'd think maybe a chemical might have done that, or something else that could... that has the ability to corrupt. Could have done that.
So Theo will say this out loud. This is really weird. Like, this spot of metal, it's not like broken or anything, but it could be like acid or some sort of chemical or something.
That's Not normal. Normally when you see acid, it's more spread out. Liquid, of course. But this is very concentrated, very precise. Almost as if someone shot some sort of arrow of acid thinking.
I don't know. Maybe. Could be.
But if there was an arrow of acid, wouldn't there be an
arrow?
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe.
It would have had to gone through the armor.
Can you make an arcana check to see if he knows of spell Melf's acid arrow?
You can do that.
Okay.
Candace also jumps down and she starts looking. She's like, if this was a robbery, he wouldn't have any money. So
exactly.
I should check. See if
money.
Right, of course. She's gonna go to loot the body.
Of course. So for character. 32 for their karma check. For the spell acid.
Yes, you are familiar with it. She pulls up, she's like, well, his coin purse is here, so it wasn't a robbery.
Of course not.
Well,
it'll go to waste if we just leave it there. Mm-hmm.
It would. It really would.
Mm-hmm.
It's only like 20 silver. But she's like, well, we should keep it anyway.
I agree. Like, interest, you know?
We're helping this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you
just like him thanking
a
us.
Look. And he turns to you and says, be sure to give a gold piece to his family. I'm sure that they.
But who is his family, Mew? We don't know that.
And just nods this. We'll find out. Don't worry about it.
Well, we should bring the body back.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That's what we're being paid to do. But.
Mukon, you want me to carry that thing? Girl, I'm this close to leaving. You can't leave, Mukon. I summoned you. You're stuck here. I hate this job. I hate this job.
If you don't mind, I could send it to Tulok. If Yuki could send a message to him and Sombra could get to him relatively quickly.
Cool.
Excellent. Sombra, could you collect the body? Yuki, could you send some whispering wind to Tulok? Let him know that he should meet Yuki back by the entrance. She'll be there shortly. And you watch... Sombra. And you watch as Sombra picks up the body, hefts it over her shoulder, and she's surprisingly strong for a small waif of a woman. And she just hucks it over her shoulder and says, I'll be back. And you watch as she disappears, and it's almost as if her form vanishes into mist as she steps away.
Well, okay then.
She'll be back, don't worry.
Okay, so with that body dealt with, Tannis mounts back up.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys continue, you push forward. And you run into a few similar situations, you run into a few oozes here and there, but really it's nothing that you can't handle as you go through there. You don't see anything really dangerous. And you follow this particular drain until it leads you to the first big confluence that you've found. And as you come into this room, the tunnel that you're in deposits about 6 feet up from the floor. So as Tannis is riding on Mukon, he just kind of like half, you know, glides / jumps down to the lower level. And there are a couple of raised platform-like areas on either side, and there's a large channel in the center. And you can see all around this room, on all sides, there are tunnels that seem to come and deposit into this room. And wherever each one is, even within the platform, there are slight dips that allow any water that flows down through them to be guided into the central channel to continue to move on its way to be deposited wherever all of this rainwater is going so that it doesn't just flood the city. So you come into this room. The room is probably about 20 feet to the ceiling. It's about 50 feet long before you hit the next wall, and it's about 30 feet wide. And this main channel starts in this room, and it heads out, and there's a grate, and it passes on, continuing its way as a larger tunnel. Although you can tell it looks like there might be a personnel gate built within the larger grate that you could use to access deeper in. So Mukan has kind of jumped down, and Tanis is kind of looking around the place. She's going to do a perception check. The rest of you, do you
yes.
come down as well?
Yeah.
You
also come down.
I will
also
flip down.
Check.
All right.
As will you.
And then I'll land.
36 with perception.
Okay. All right. And did you do a perception check for Thayer? Is she going to bother with that?
No, she's not going to bother with that.
Okay,
just,
so...
Just as a note, Mute currently has 60-foot blind sense.
Okay.
Just as a note.
This is good to know. Which is fitting because you're the only one who noticed this. As you start to look around and take in the room, you feel a presence in one of the other tunnels. Off to the right. And even as you feel it and kind of look in that way, you see a shift in the darkness as a form seems to be lurking back in that tunnel. And as you notice it, I would like you all to roll initiative.
Excellent. You will whisper Renata and he will point over in the appropriate direction.
Okay, and go ahead and give me your initiative rolls when you get them.
23 on initiative.
17.
All right.
Probably the best initiative roll I've had.
There's a 17. Mew is a 23.
Yes.
All right, and Tanis actually has a 29.
Nice.
So... Alright, and then I have to roll for it. It. Okay. There will be no surprise round because you guys noticed it. And so as you turn to look that way, each of you hearing what Mew had to say, you see pushing out, moving really just to the moving out of that tunnel and then up with his action. You see a large, round, floating monstrosity with a singular eye and multiple stalks coming off around it. And as it pushes its way out, it's going to go ahead and go. So
yeah.
I need some D10s. Which, did I bring my D10s? I did. Okay, here we go. All right. Sorry.
No. This makes sense. So, like, this creature's not from this world.
A 9. And a 5. All right, so the first one it's going to use is on Mukan, because Mukan came out first, and it is going to attempt, as one of the stalks turns towards Mukan. Oh, incidentally, its eye, its main central eye, is mm-hmm. looking down, casting a 150-foot cone, which covers all of you right now, with an anti-magic field.
That is an interesting question. Okay, cool.
Which means, according to the spell, you can look it up.
Yes.
And please do, because I want to make sure it's done right.
Yes.
But spells, spell-like abilities, and supernatural abilities don't work.
Yes. What I'm wondering is, does it suppress
it spells? Suppresses them.
So
they're still active, but they are inactive until you go out of it. And then if they're still running, then...
That's going to be really... Because... I'm wondering, does Mew's possession end? Because he is currently in an armor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would.
So, Mew is shunted back to Tulok.
Cool! I knew this was going to be so bad.
Yes.
Now, here's the next question that I need to ask,
yes.
And I need your
mm-hmm.
thoughts on this. Mukan is a summoned draconic ally. He is a semi-intelligent
mm-hmm.
being. However, he does have a duration.
If he has a duration, it would be suppressed.
Boom.
So he's
Lucan disappears.
Yes.
And Tanis drops to the floor, in which case he's going to hit Tanis with.
Okay, well, Mew steps into the room, looks up and says, "We're not alone," and then immediately shifts into an adult dragon. Because he was wearing the Tanis armor. It is an undead, so it's not suppressed in an anti-magic field, but his Hat of Greater Disguise is currently suppressed.
Is he in it? He's
no, he is shunted
so
back to
there
his
is
body.
Now an undead adult dragon
yes.
in the room. Is it under Mew's control?
It is, because it's an instantaneous effect.
Oh my word.
Mew did not intend for this to happen.
So here's
okay.
a question. You're in that tunnel.
I
need to figure how big an adult dragon... An
yeah.
adult? What kind of dragon was it?
Rift dragon, though it is currently a frostborn.
Okay, so
oh,
I need to know how big that is.
I'm going to look it up right
because
now.
Because it may not fit, in which case it's going to be potentially pinned.
It'll probably... How high is the ceiling?
It's a 20-foot high ceiling.
It can probably squeeze.
It is huge. So as a, let's see, go with an average of like a 6 to a 12 to an 18, I think it could fit, but it is
yes.
up on the roof.
It's just like, no guys.
So there's now a massive dragon that's in
yes.
the room. This is good to know.
I apologize, guys. This is not what I had intended.
That's okay. I knew this was going to be really, it was either going to kill you all or... So this is fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's fine, because it's still going to hit Tanis with the first ray, and
okay.
she has to do a fortitude save for this. So her fortitude is not her best thing. 2, 5, 1, don't really forget that. Oh, Tanis. That is not enough. As the first ray... hits Tanis, and you see Tanis kind of look up, and there's just this and she's just frozen, whether with fear or something, but she is
good.
Yeah, paralyzed.
Good job.
So, for a minute.
Yeah. Oh! I'm sorry.
Okay, so the next one. I really thought you guys would have, you know, Katsu with you on this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because the next ray is going to go for the dragon. And it needs to make a fortitude save.
Okay. Does this affect objects?
It's necrotic damage.
Is it negative energy damage? I know it's
yeah.
different. If it's negative energy...
Hold on. It
cool.
doesn't say negative energy, but isn't necrotic...
I think they...
Isn't it the
I
same?
Think between... They changed the name between 3.5 and... Pathfinder when it went from necrotic to
okay,
negative.
Yeah, so it's just a difference in terms. So it would be negative energy.
Hey, the dragon
so
is
doesn't,
healed.
He
yes!
doesn't really understand what's going on.
So how much damage, how much temporary hit points does the dragon take?
He willingly fails his save.
Yeah, he does.
Alright, then he takes 36
yes!
points of temporary hit points.
Yes.
Alright, and then the last one was the ninth ray. Oh, that's a lovely one. This one is actually going to go on the dragon as well.
Okay, go for
so
it
needs to do a reflex save.
Cool.
Yeah, for Theo being small one.
Yeah.
Reflex
on
save, please.
Okay.
Well, suddenly there's a dragon, and that becomes a much more important thing.
Yeah. It rolled.
It was smart enough to know that the paralysis ray would not work on a dragon, so that's why it went ahead
yeah.
and tennis with it.
So 17.
Okay, good to know. So, all right, then you will take 45 points of force damage.
Cool. Man, I just need to, okay, so he essentially is healed 36 and then taken down 45, so he
yeah.
loses 9 hit points.
Yes. Yep. Well, not nice.
Thanks.
All right, so that's him. And then it's Tanis' turn, but she's paralyzed, and I don't think she gets a will save against that. It's just, I think she's just paralyzed for a minute.
bad circumstance.
So, and there's not really anyone to lift that for her?
Nope.
Sorry.
That's fine. So, it's Mew's turn.
He pops back next to Tulok. He's like, shoot. and he is going to cast Teleport to get back to where he was before. But that uses his action, and he'll have Mew will go, the dragon will go, then Yuki and Sombra.
Okay, so you teleport.
Mew teleports back in. That's going
to
use his
action.
Then
you teleport right to the edge of its vision, and that's where your teleport dies.
Awesome. The dragon looking down at this creature is like, that just took force damage. How dare you? And he's going to go, and just release acid all over this creature. And he needs to make a reflex save. All
right.
DC 27.
Okay. It's good, but it's not that good.
Okay. I need to look up a die roller online because this is a lot of dice. Okay. Because normally you can't do this because he can't activate it, but the dragon, because it is released, is angry. D10s. Okay. Okay. So he takes 12 D10. Points damage. He takes a total of 61 points of acid damage.
Okay.
And the dragon is super angry.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah. How close was the creature, one-eyed creature, when it hit the dragon with the ray?
It's probably only about,
is it within 5 feet?
It's probably 10 feet.
Okay,
away
then
from where the dragon's at currently.
It, not
it was further from the dragon when the dragon was Mew.
Yeah.
So,
he was
but
like,
it's huge now.
I'm coming back, guys. Don't worry. I'll be there in a moment. Yuki is going to attempt to charm it for a DC save of 17. Charm monster.
Okay.
And then Sombra is...
Nope.
Hey! Sorry. Doesn't have a spell resistance?
Well, it crit success on its save.
Oh, you meant nope as in it saved.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So in that case, it is not charmed. Sombra is going to attempt to put it to sleep. We'll save DC 18.
Okay. No, sorry.
Okay, good to know.
All right, I am sorry.
That ends my turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that brings us... Oh, actually, in that case, it's going to take a move, and it's going to go ahead, and,
Where does it move?
It's using a, legendary action.
What is this?
So,
does it... My question is, does it move out of the range of the dragon?
No, it can't actually move, but
okay.
It is using an eye-ray.
Cool.
And it is going to go ahead and, let's see, didn't work so well the last time it used this on the dragons. It's not going to. Instead, it's going to shoot, oh man, that's going to be bad. It's going to shoot, is Thea, she's not even stealth, is she?
Nope.
So he's going to shoot Thea with it.
Great.
So Thea, I need you to go ahead and make a fortitude save for me.
That's really good. 18.
Okay, you pass, which means you only take 18 points of negative energy.
Not bad.
As you feel, and even as you get hit with this ray of necrotic death magic, you look and you see a similar kind of a burn on your clothes as what you had saw previously on that body. So.
Yeah, she'll just look down and be like, oh, I see now.
That makes sense.
All right.
Okay.
That being said, then it's now Thea's turn.
So how big is this room? Not how high it is, but how big is it?
It's 30 feet across, and 50 feet long. And he is about 20 feet down the room from you guys. So he's about two-thirds down the room.
Okay.
And he is at the ceiling level.
Okay. So no matter where I go, I'm still in the
Yeah, you would have to get to the other third of the room, because essentially he's sitting there and he is looking at that end of the room. So you would have to split so that he can't look at both sides, unless if he were to go, there's always going to be some gap where he isn't covering with his eye.
Okay.
Because even if he's back against a wall at the far end looking down, the two corners of the room on either side would not be in that scope because it's a cone.
Okay.
Right now he has all of you in the cone, but if you wanted to get out of it, you would need to move probably at least 25 feet in that direction.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just remembered, Yukin Zomer wouldn't have been able to use those abilities anyway, because they're in the cone.
That's true. All magic is negated.
Yep.
Yep.
And they're going to get out of that quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
The dragon's breath is just a natural
just
thing.
Just a natural thing. Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. Yeah. Aren't you glad you brought the dragon?
I'm glad I brought the dragon, yes. I was not expecting to release it. But,
Yeah, I'm gonna move down.
Okay.
Use all my 20 feet of movement.
It's like...
all right, so 20 feet of movement, you get to the edge of where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to have to move again, though.
Yeah,
get
that's fine.
Out of it.
That's fine.
So.
And is there any possible way I could try to stealth? I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, with a move and stealth, I would say that you could try to stealth.
Okay.
Essentially, you've got the two platforms on either side,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you're kind of on the opposite one from where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that channel in the middle. So looking for a shadowy corner, you know, perhaps even dropping down into that channel, which currently is empty. There's no water in it.
Okay.
It's just kind of slimy and
gross.
Yeah, gross. But a little sludge in the very bottom. But yeah, it's dark enough. You could definitely try to stealth.
Okay, I'm going to try to stealth.
That'll be a
20.
A natural 20?
No.
Just a 20.
Just a 20.
Okay, that's fine. Let me give him his opposed perception check then to see what he sees. If he sees it at all. Ooh. Yes, he does. You get the impression that he knows where you're at.
Okay.
So, one of the eye stalks was following you. It's just like looking at you. Just kind of snapped over and looked at you and then looked back. So, all right.
Okay.
So you have moved. At the end of his turn, he is going to, or at the end of your turn, he's going to go ahead and use another legendary action. And he's going to attempt to hit you with the paralyzing ray. So I need a fortitude save, please.
Nope.
It
was a natural one.
Yeah, the eye stalk looks over at you, and it blinks, and then it glows, and it's that same eye that got Tanis. As you slide down, and then you seem to lose control of yourself, and you slide uncontrollably down into that channel, and you're unable to move.
Great.
Just laying there.
Great.
The
good job.
So,
great job, guys.
I will say... that each turn you can try to shake it off.
Okay.
We've because otherwise this is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It will be Beholder versus Dragon.
Yes.
Which could be fun.
Which could be fun.
But...
actually,
and...
Mew's next instruction is to get Tanis and Thea out of there.
Well, it is now the Beholder's turn, and it
Fantastic.
Is going to probably turn all of its attention against Yon Master Dragon. Let's find out what that's going to look like. So that's a 1 and a 3 and a 2. 1,
do
3, 2.
Do any of these have spell resistance applying?
These are not spells.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not spells.
Cool.
So, however,
mm-hmm.
Dragon is immune to enchantments. Is it? Is it immune to charm?
It's immune to mind affecting.
Okay, because it's undead.
Yes.
So that one has no effect. It's immune to paralysis because it's a dragon.
Yep.
So that has no effect. Is it immune to fear?
It
does mind affecting.
Mind affecting, yep.
So all of the rays that it had
it's
available, because they're randomly rolled, do nothing to it.
The dragon is very angry.
So at that point then, the beholder is going to move back into his hole.
Yeah.
He full round moves.
Well,
I mean, he disappears out of sight. Okay. He moves his full amount. That's
can
what
he,
I mean.
Can
like
the
he,
dragon attempt to grab?
He
him?
Is 10 feet away from the dragon. The
dragon has a reach of 10 feet.
The dragon. Okay, so you could attempt a attack of opportunity. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, like he's to going that. To use it to attempt to grab that guy and keep him there. Gotta keep swapping back and forth between. It's a 33 plus 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes.
Okay.
The dragon kind of with both arms, like a cat reaching for its toy, just smacks and grabs the meatball.
Yep.
And it is stuck, grabbed by the dragon. So
yeah.
And its eye is very much fixed on this dragon. So
dragon has no magic.
So, yeah. All right. Well, it can't do anything else except take a legendary action. So it'll do that. And that is, that's a different one than we've got before. What is that one? Oh, this one could work. Go ahead and give me a reflex save for the dragon.
Cool. Once again, not super great, but 21.
Okay, 21. The dragon, as the beholder bores its sight into this dragon, the dragon starts to almost petrify, but it resists it, and the petrification can't seem to take hold. And yes, so that did not work, which is not good for the beholder. That, I believe, then brings us to Tanis. So she's going to go ahead and get her save.
Go for it.
To try to shake this thing off. And let me refresh on that DC. All right. Oh, Tanis. That is not going to work. So Tanis is still standing there frozen in fear. She doesn't have saves like Sager, you know. So that brings us to Mew.
Mew's going to stay back. He's going to let the dragon go first, because the dragon deserves it. Because he's been tanking. I'm going to apologize. It's going to take a little while. First one is natural one. So that one's easy. He first makes a slam attack, then he's going to try a bite attack. He's taking a full round of attacks against the creature. 8 plus 26. 34 to hit. 34 to hit?
34 to hit?
Yes.
Yes, that does hit.
Next one, higher than the previous. Next one, higher than the previous. So 16 plus 24. And then, forgot. Two claw attacks. Another second claw attack is a natural 20. I'm sorry, this might not go well. Next attack is another natural 20. I can show you if you wish to see.
This is okay.
Okay. And then last attack out of his two wings. Would you look at that?
Is that another natural 20?
That is another natural 20.
Good job.
How many natural 20s?
That was three in a row. I am very sorry. how about instead of rolling the normal damage, Frostfallen have a special ability. Is he immune to ice damage?
No, he is not immune to ice damage.
Okay. So, one of the things about a Frostfallen, if they have a hit die, based on their hit die, they do additional cold damage with every melee attack. If they have more than 16 hit die, 16 or plus, they do 46 with every attack. So I'm just going to start off with rolling that. The first one missed. Sorry, let me switch back. Second one hit, so 46. Next two hit, so that's another 8d6, so 12, 16, and then the last three were crits. No, the previous one was, so, sorry, 12, and then the next three were crits. I'm sorry, this is going to be a lot of
I am going to How much damage is that, not counting the crits?
That's already 12d6, and then the last four will all be multiplied 8 and 24. So 12, 24, 36. 36d6 of just cold damage without actually...
And that's not counting the...
That's not any bite damage, that's...
I mean, I kind of want to know how much
damage
you do.
Just get on a die roller.
Yeah, just pull a die roller up, and I want to... I just actually want to know at this point. It's not going to change the outcome.
Yeah, I rolled 3 natural 20s in a row, and I'm very sorry.
Yep.
It's
okay.
Just
because, you know, honestly, that's like the only way you guys were going to
You cannot do that. Well, he can partially do it, but not to the point of the dragon on its own. Just the cold damage is 123 points of damage.
Okay, so... how do you want to do this?
Okay! As soon as the creature looks at the dragon, he just starts blasting into the dragon. And then it's like, this is not working, and backs away. The dragon just grabs it and is just like... begins to squeeze and then just rake and then bite. And you just watch it slowly get coated in more and more ice. And eventually you watch as its ice stop, and the dragon just takes it and just smashes it into the ground like a beach ball. And just watches as it shatters.
And with that... the room is quiet.
I am sorry.
And you...
okay. I guess we're done, guys.
To which there is still quiet. Go ahead and give me a save.
20.
A total of 20?
Total.
Alright, so you begin to feel that kind of prickling. All is like your entire body fell asleep and it's just waking up, and it's like that, oh, it hurts to move. Oh, the needles sort of feeling. But you do get your sense of feel back.
Okay, that hurts.
And I believe that might actually work for Tanis as well. Yes, she just barely passes it as she starts to move and then just like falls over and has to pick herself back up. But it's slow. It's like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
gross.
He's gonna look at him, the dragon, and say,
okay.
Sorry, Aya, I did not mean to do that. And he's gonna place his hand on Aya, and you just watch as his body drops, and the dragon shakes itself and says, now is everyone alright?
Gross.
Oh.
A dragon? Seriously, Neo?
I'm so sorry. That was not intended.
No, but it definitely saved our lives.
I did not know you could become a dragon.
Yeah.
So yes.
The coolest thing ever.
I learned from Mukong. Yeah, where is he, by the way?
I'm gonna climb.
And I think the
ditch.
Thing would no longer be suppressed at this point. Mukong.
So then he would come back.
He's back.
Yeah, he pops back. He's like, what? I just got settled back in. What's going on?
And Dragon turns to
and
the
then he's
says,
like,
hey.
Oh, hey, girly.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, that's... Magic Hands, is that you in there?
Actually, yes.
That is sick. That is sick.
I was not the one who initiated here. But, Yuki, Sombra. We're fine, he didn't attack either of us. He says, what? Is everything okay? Are we all right?
Yeah, just kind of gross right now. I'm gonna climb my way out.
Anyone need any curses removed or anything?
No.
Prepared for that?
No.
No?
No, I think we're good.
I can turn into a dragon too. And Tanis is actually gonna turn into a medium-sized dragon.
Oh, really? Well, this is already really tight, Tanis. Could one of us hang on? I'm just gonna... And Mew actually turns into a gnome.
I'm going to fly up to the hole that the beholder was in and just peer in.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you look inside of that hole and you have dark vision, right? So as you look in there, you can see that this tunnel appears to be pretty dry. And as you look deeper in, you realize that a little way up, it's just kind of like stopped up. It's like, it's almost like it was barricaded, but it's like it was barricaded by a mat of nest and nastiness. Yeah. It's like, it's almost not like a intelligent race built a barricade and blocked this off. Mm-hmm. This is like a rodent sort of building its nest, mm-hmm. and like pressing, you know, matter together to, you know, make this little nook. And in the back of it are the remains of 17 bodies.
Hey guys!
Actually, I take that 16? Back. Not 17. 18 bodies.
Oh.
Hey guys!
Yes.
I think I found the other missing people. They're dead.
Unfortunate. I wanted to see if we could bring some of them back.
This is really gross.
Mew, the gnome Mew, is just gonna sprout wings and fly up.
Meanwhile, Rakan is like, great, you just had to turn yourself into a dragon.
What?
I can be a dragon too. Like, you're not a dragon. You're just a kid in a dragon. Not you, no. And they're just bickering. As dragons. And she's interestingly enough, not a silver dragon.
Oh.
But rather, she is a occult dragon.
Interesting.
So, she has almost more like a goldish, almost like a paper sort of color.
Almost scrolls.
Yeah, almost like scrolls. And you look at it, and it's like, it's like there's
runes
almost writing on it. Like
it's almost
like they're bits of pages.
Elder Scroll. Have you ever reached that point in Skyrim where it just moves and shifts on the paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like there's these marks that are almost there. That it's like you can't read it, but you almost in the corner of your eye, it looks like there's something that could be read there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just bickering back and forth. So as the two of you go to investigate,
Theo would like to call back at them. You two are both pretty. Now shut up.
Tannis would smile. Mukan's like, not pretty.
Sombra will bring Yuki on her back, and just almost like a backpack, and we'll also just take a leap off and fly.
Okay. And Tannis will fly up behind you and scramble in, and she's a medium-sized dragon, so she can fit in. But as you come in and look, and she's able to take in all of it very easily because she has blind sense,
mm-hmm.
and dark vision and all that good stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, there are 18 bodies in here. And as you look, you find there are various states of decay and being eaten, various individuals. But you basically know there's 18 because there are 18 skulls.
Mm.
Other complete bodies, not as easy to find. But you do find a plethora of city guard stuff, and as you begin to piece it together and match sword and helmet and stuff, you
mm-hmm.
figure out, okay, there are six here. So the other one that you found, you're not sure how he works into it, but there are six here, the six that they were expecting or missing, as well as 11 other bodies or parts of bodies. Amidst them, you find a few things, and we'll get to the 18th one in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You find on them all, one of them, you find a coin purse. It looks, it's soiled, it's nasty at this point, but it looks like it was relatively expensive at one point. And that coin purse has 200 gold in it.
Hey.
And on a hand
mm-hmm.
that is not really attached to anything else. On that hand, there is a gold ring with a pearl in it.
Ooh.
And you're not sure, you get the sense that it could be magical.
Yuki, could you detect to see if that has magic? And she will use detect magic.
Okay. And you find that it is essentially, what is it? It is a ring of fortune. Essentially, it has the ability to, you can use it to re-roll a d20 once per day, as per fortune, not misfortune, but
mm-hmm.
as per fortune. So once per day, after you roll a d20, you can choose to re-roll it before the, you know, total is done. So you roll and, oh, that's a one, or that's a five, I think I can do better. And you do have to go with the second roll, even if it's worse.
Okay.
First. So it's not advantage or something like that, but it is a ring of fortune.
To everyone else, I actually already have a ring of fate. I don't know if the magic between those two would react poorly. That's from Maneas, DeCostas' campaign.
So, you want it, or me?
Ring of fortune? Kind of already do that. Yeah, you can have it.
Okay. I'll gladly take it.
Okay.
Besides, you called me Con Pretty, and that was so worth it. And he's like, I heard that! I'm not going in there with you.
You're pretty.
You're too big already. I'm missing the game for this. And then you do find, however, the 18th corpse that was in there. You're not sure which one it is, but one of the corpses is in the far back. It is very degraded. And as you look around, one, you can tell that he was wearing much nicer robes. Right? At one point, they were nice. They were scholarly. And as you look, you begin to see the evidence that once there were chalk lines on the floor in this tunnel. And you get the idea that there was probably a wizard that came down here to practice, perhaps a student or something else, and was practicing summoning and summoned something he didn't expect to summon.
Mew will eventually confirm this by casting Speak with Dead using Eugene's Alper. And just ask him, it's like, what was your name? What were you doing? Basically, that line.
Yeah, and essentially that's what he was doing. He was not a student. He was a spurned young wizard who had been basically told by the girl that he loved that she didn't love him. And he was basically like, well, I'll show her and everybody. points right there.
Good job.
Basically, it's like, well, I'll prove to her and the whole world that I'm, you know, powerful and they shouldn't, you know, dismiss me or whatever, and ended up summoning something. And his circle of protection was
not
aired, so it did not work. However, what you find kind of pushed back into that matted nest wall, you find that there is a bag that he had, and inside that bag there is Potion of Fox's Cunning. There is a Wand of Disguise Self. There is a Scroll of Dominate Person, which he was intending to use on his summon.
I thought you were going to say on his lover. And
Like,
you deserved his eye.
Well, that might have come after. And then there is also a spell book. However, it is significantly damaged by its time down here.
That was the only thing you really wanted.
But, I mean, it's there, and if you are careful with it, you may be able to pull a few things out of it.
Yeah, Mew would do that, because he doesn't need the fox, he's kind. Well, he could use it. Doesn't need the wand of disguise, definitely. So everyone else can take all that. He just wants the spell book.
All right. Dominate Person. I think Tanis is actually going to grab that scroll.
Okay. Go for it.
So she takes the scroll.
I'll take the wand.
And then the fox is cunning. She's not interested in. So if you want the fox's cunning, you
I'll
can
take
have
that
it.
Too.
And so let me just add that scroll to her stuff that she has. Let's see. Put it in a bag of holding. Alright, well, congratulations, Undead Dragon.
I am very sorry. This is not how I intended for it to go. Mew mainly just uses it in order to not die.
Well.
Because he keeps its health. But then when you shunted him out, there was an angry undead dragon.
Hey, it worked.
That was...
It worked.
You know. So, congratulations. You guys come back. Oh, and money-wise, you did bring back the 17 people, plus an extra city guard, which
mm-hmm.
they paid you full price for.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So that was, let's see. So, do a quick add-up here. Do you have a tally over there? Can you write down some numbers?
Sure.
Okay, so there's 200 gold from the young noble's coin purse. Then you did, you did get the culprit, so that's 1,500 gold.
Okay.
And then there's 100 gold per person, and you recovered...
Is that 100 gold per person?
100 gold per person, and you actually recovered 19 bodies. So, and they decided they would honor that as well.
That's
1,900 and 1,500 and 200, right? So,
mm-hmm. I've got a calculator on my phone.
2,600?
2,600. Nice. That is good. So then the next important thing is 26 divided by 3.
Yep.
2,600 divided by 3. Should come out to, 800 and something? Or, 800 and something a piece?
3,600 divided by 3. 1,200.
A piece?
Yes. Let me just double check my math.
Oh, wait, yeah.
1,500 plus 1,900.
Yeah, 36.
That plus 200. 3,600 divided by 3. 1,200 apiece.
Okay.
Cool.
Wow, Tess is
rolling
in. Kind of rich here.
Yeah.
She's got 17,000 gold.
Nice. Booyah.
So, which is good for her because she's actually, story-wise, the reason she's out doing this sort of stuff is because she knows that she needs to deal with the green dragon.
Yes.
That's the queen of her city.
Yep.
So she's going to need a lot of stuff.
Yep.
So yeah. Cool.
Once again, that was the last three rolls, 1 in 8,000 chance.
You know, the thing about that is that sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
And as a GM, it would be wrong to try to wrangle that so that it didn't do what it did, because that's just a part of the dice.
Yeah.
So, and it's good anyway, because Devin needs to go.
Yeah.